2025.
Authorize a competitive solicitation and contract with the lowest responsible bidder for construction of the Lentz Park Play Area Improvements Project.
Mr. Fritz is not here today, but our irreplaceable replacement bond manager is. That's my version of your title. I'm sticking with it.
I'll take it.
Good morning, Mayor Hales and members of the council. I am Mary Ann Casson, Parks Bond Manager, and I am here today to talk to you about something you know well, our replacement bond next project. As you know, the context for this is that this is part of a bond that passed almost 18 months ago, and that this is traditionally how we fund parks. We had a 74% yes vote when we took that before the voters. There are seven focus areas within the bond, and this one has to do with playgrounds. Yay, it's our first playground that we're taking to you. This playground is Lentz Park, and there are two areas of focus within the project. Of course, the first area is the play equipment. The play equipment there dates from the 1970s. It lacks a lot of imaginative play area spaces. It does not have any inclusivity or accessible play features. It does not meet current safety codes, and the surfacing is not up to par. It's the old wood fiber. In addition to the play equipment itself, we'll be addressing our ADA program by removing. You can see there the playground is built in two tiers, so you can't move from one to the other. We'll also be providing accessible parking and connecting the playground to the most important areas of paths of travel. So we'll be starting to address those ADA issues there. This is a pretty dramatic before and after. Obviously, the after is still in sketch form, but it will be a big, big upgrade visually and in terms of all those other things that I already mentioned. It will go out to bid next month, and we anticipate starting in the fall so that it's ready in very early 2017. And we'll be seeing lots more construction in the near future. The first opening, Grant Pool, we are having our soft opening, we hope, if things continue on the same trend line. The last week in July, we'll actually have kids in that pool again with a big grand opening in August. We're also starting construction at Wilkes and Park Lane. We use the Prime Contractor Development Program to get contractors in those locations. Dishman Pool is also starting in August. And then we're going out to bid on a number of things. Both Selwood and St. John's are rebids. We got none first time out on Selwood and only one that we had to reject on St. John's. So we're delaying a little bit, hoping to get better bids on those two. And then finally, Washington Park Rose Garden will go out to bid in the early fall. What questions can I answer?
Mary Ann, where does the accessibility part of this playground fall? Sort of if you go with the most accessible playgrounds, if we built it to the sort of highest specification to the spectrum, where would this one fall?
If it was a 10-point grade, I would put it at 7 or 8. We've done everything we could without impacting the trees. There are some big trees that we don't want to impact, so it'll be as far as we can without really just tearing everything up.
Other questions? Mary Ann, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Anyone want to speak on this item? If not, oh, yep, come on up, please.
I'm Cedric Wilkins, and I like the Grant Park. My son's 21, but 10 years ago, I used to live in Selwood, and I liked going to the Grant Park. It was fun, and my kids learned to swim. And my son joined the Sea Scouts. He didn't join the Navy. But you know, if you want to join the Navy or the Coast Guard, you better learn to swim. And I was prepping him for that. So also, he could have been a lifeguard. But again, it's one of the reasons why. But it's a fun experience. And I like, too, the fact that when we were there, there were people of other races, for example, in the pool, which 50 years ago or more, that wasn't allowed, really, or shunned upon. You know, but it's open, different people. And summertime, it's fun. Then they used to have, Selwood used to have movies in the park, and that's another fun thing. Fun time 10 years ago. Selwood's kind of nice. And even though it's kind of upper class kind of a little bit, a lot of people merge in there from other areas just to go to that pool.
Exactly. Thank you very much. Okay, this item passes to second reading next week.